I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Next Wednesday, December the 4th, St. Louis musicians Jeff and David Lazaroff will celebrate Hanukkah in a unique way. Since 2011, the Brothers Lazaroff has hosted the Hanukkah Hullabaloo along with family, friends, and fellow musicians. The event includes klezmer music, poetry, and the cooking of traditional potato pancakes, called latkes, on stage. The brothers continue the Hanukkah Hullabaloo tradition this year at Plush on Locust. The band was featured on this week's Arch City Radio Hour, our program, which features St. Louis regional musicians. St. Louis Public Radio's Mike Schrand talked with the brothers Lazaroff and first asked Jeff Lazaroff about the inspiration for the Hullabaloo.
2 years ago, Kinky Friedman was coming through town, and we're big fans of his. And he was coming through on his Hanukkah tour. You know, since it's always around the same time as Christmas, there's a lot of great rock and roll Christmas shows around town. Our friends from Rough Shop and our friends in the Funky Butt Brass Band are two examples of some great Christmas shows. And we kind of were thinking, you know, inspired by Kinky, you know, there's no really good rock and roll Hanukkah shows. There's some stuff that go on in the local temples and community centers, but we wanted to do one that would be kind of maybe a little bit more irreverent and something fun for folks who don't go to those places in the community. And so we called Steve over at Off-Broadway, and so the idea was hatched to do an after party, and it just kind of went from there.
And we ended up talking to Ben Kaplan, and he got excited about it, and he had a band called The VOD. We were like, well, you should be a part of this, and your band should play. So it's kind of more like putting together a bill. And then we wanted to have a klezmer band. We knew that, so we reached out to Rabbi James Stone Goodman and asked him if he knew of any good klezmer bands, and he turned us on to Will Saul. And then we asked the rabbi if he would come out and read some poetry throughout the night, but it was pretty casual. Quickly, we found out that there was a good feeling that night.
And that first Hanukkah Hullabaloo turned into a recording called Eight Nights.
The rabbi, we asked him if he had any poetry on Hanukkah, and he did. He had a poem called Eight Nights, and every band backed him up a little bit. So there was some klezmer, there was some rock, there was some noise rock, and the poem was just really cool on its own. And the idea was hatched to go into the studio with all the people that were involved that night. There was about 11 people, to go into the studio that next week and go in and back him up doing this poem. And we took three klezmer tunes and kind of deconstructed them into soundscapes and kind of remixed them into almost hip-hop at times, noise rock. And we just did a live recording in an hour and a half. We put it out that next week, and we raised about $6,500 for the Jewish Food Pantry. So we all became really close friends in 2 weeks.
Can you encapsulate for those people who don't know what Hanukkah is about and tying that into the Eight Nights?
Well, Hanukkah is the Festival of Lights and comes around every year at around Christmas time. And it's pretty much a joyous holiday, you know, where families all get together and light the Hanukkah candles called the menorah and give little gifts to the kids and stuff like that. So basically, Hanukkah is the story of when a group of Jews called the Maccabees were under attack, and they were under attack from a much stronger, much larger nation who came in and destroyed their temple. There was different kinds of oil that you use for cooking and other things, but a special oil that was used to light the holy light in the synagogue, in the temple. And there was only one vial that was not destroyed, that was tucked away, of this pure olive oil. The legend goes is that was only enough for one night, but it lasted for 8 nights and gave them enough time to purify other oil that they would be able to use to light. But that one vial actually lasted. So that's the miracle of Hanukkah, that this little vial lasted through the whole 8 nights until they could make more. That's why we light the candles on the menorah, because it symbolizes the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days. In addition, that's why we eat latkes, potato pancakes, because they're fried in oil. Jelly donuts are another item that's traditional this time of year because, again, it's fried in oil.
And we actually fry latkes on stage at the event, and it's kind of become the the cornerstone to the event itself. Our wives both fry latkes during the performances all night.
Let's get a taste of what people will hear at the live show. We're going to listen to this first bit. It's Fifth Night.
This was a favorite from all the people that performed on the recording because the poetry talks a little bit about how the sun is making a menorah and everyone in the town points out all the flaws. Essentially, the story goes that, you know, when you see a flaw, you see your own flaw. And everyone really was struck by this message. And the music is from a nagun, which is like an Eastern European folk tune. We just took one section. There's four sections of this particular tune. And we took one section and turned it into a waltz. That's how we deconstructed this stuff. And surrounded it with some soundscapes from a friend of ours in Denver, Paco Proano. And features Mo Edgiston on Rhodes. He's doing some cool stuff on it.
On the fifth night, the angel spoke out of a thatch of black beard, reminded me to walk daily without my shoes through the grass. He told this story. A young man left home, traveled to a land where he learned the art of making menorahs. When he returned home, he went to work. He worked alone, covering the menorah with a cloth. Even his father hadn't seen it. When he was done, he asked his father to gather together the townspeople in the square. He unveiled his work. Everyone was silent. His father approached each person individually, asking, "What did you think about the menorah?" Each one saw a defect. Each a different defect. The father told his son, "What one person praised, another person cursed." "That's what I learned," said the son. "Each defect is in the eyes of the person who sees it. I fashioned a menorah entirely out of defects. I made the menorah out of flaws. Now I will begin its repair." "When you find a flaw," he said, "you find your own flaw."
The first year we turned everything into the Jewish Food Pantry. And the second year we realized that Rabbi James Stone Goodman, who is the rabbi at Neve Shalom, does a whole bunch of programs that are really underfunded. He does programs on prison outreach, attention to mental illness, and outreach on addictions. He has groups every week. He goes to the prisons. He just does a lot of great work, and we kind of thought, you know, with him being involved, we should try and raise as much money and put as much attention on what he's doing.
So this is going to be Wednesday, December 4th.
Yes.
And it's going to be at a new venue, and you're going to Plush right down here in Grand Center.
You know, the first year at Off-Broadway was an after party, and it had a real nice attendance, but it was really late. Last year, we pretty much sold out Off-Broadway. And we had a lot of folks in the community that came out that they wanted to sit. And you know, Off-Broadway is one of our favorite venues in town. But usually it's a rock and roll venue and people are standing up and on the dance floor. And it was great because it was a nice, cozy room. But we definitely realized we needed a place where if people wanted to sit, they could sit. Steve Pullman from Off-Broadway suggested that we think about a different venue, and we settled on Plush. And he was real supportive of that because we kind of were really hesitant to move the event because we had such a good time last year.
And because he's been so supportive of it.
Yeah, and he loves latkes. So and actually what's cool is Plush has a great kitchen. David Zimmerman is the chef over there, and he's putting together a special menu for a VIP dinner we're doing this year that's actually going to start at 6 p.m., and basically a few different rabbis in the community are going to be there and kind of do some talking and do some music around the tables. There'll be some klezmer, and we're starting it. The whole event starts earlier this year, too. So we knew we needed to start a little earlier, and we needed to have some seating. It just felt that because of Thanksgiving, the way it falls this year, the only Saturday was on Thanksgiving this year. So we settled in on a Wednesday, which is the seventh night of Hanukkah.
Give us the rundown of what the show's going to be.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. We've got DJing by the Soul Selector, Tom Papare, along with DJ Boogeyman. So we're really excited about that. The main events are going to be eight nights led by Rabbi James Stone Goodman with us, along with some of our friends from Adam Huck and Ben Reese from the Funky Butt Brass Band, who are in the band, and a bunch of other folks.
Alyssa Avery is going to be on. fiddle. We actually met Alyssa at, well, she played last year with Will Saul, but we became a little more familiar with her when we played the St. Louis Public Radio anniversary event earlier this year. And she was playing with Mount Thelonious, and we heard her play a little klezmer, and we were like, oh, we got to get that. So she's joining us.
And then also Will Saul will be in the band as well. And then the other big act is Nostalgia, who are an amazing local doo-wop group, really doo-wop legends here in town.
Grover Stewart, our drummer, actually got us involved. We met them through Grover. I've backed them up a few times at some other gigs. There was a contingent of the older generation that came out last year. The same ones that wanted to sit are the same ones we know grew up on doo-wop and the R&B music of the 50s, 60s. Because we already had this relationship with them, it was a real easy fit. And also, you know, they're going to do a tribute to Lieber and Stoller, who are two of the great Jewish songwriters of all time. So they're doing some of that.
You've also got Young and Resnick, who wrote a bunch of tunes, and just a lot of that whole doo-wop repertoire happened to be a bunch of Jewish songwriters, so we thought that was kind of, to be honest, kind of a funny tie-in.
That's Jeff and David Lazaroff talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Mike Schrand about this year's Hanukkah Hullabaloo. The unique event celebrating the Jewish holiday takes place this year at Plush on Locust, Wednesday, December the 4th at 8 p.m. The Brothers Lazaroff was featured on this week's Arch City Radio Hour, our program hosted by Nick Garcia, featuring St. Louis area musicians. Arch City Radio Hour airs this Sunday, December the 1st, 8 p.m., and again on Tuesday the 3rd at 10 p.m. on the Gateway 90.7 KWMU2. For more information about the show and for ticket information, visit the Arch City Radio Hour program page at stlpublicradio.org. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with author Jim Zalkowski about his new book, A Walk in Their Shoes. It's about the organization Build On, which constructs schools in developing countries and empowers inner-city youth through community service programs. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards with Alex Hoyer, and assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Jeremy Bailey, and Kristen Torres. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and I hope you'll join us next week.